Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today I've got Mark Hemphill, Senior Vice President for the Rio Grande Pacific Project Development Department, and Pamela Giuliano, Director of Government Affairs for Rio Grande Pacific. We're going to talk about the Uinta Basin Railway. Pam and Mark, it's good to have you guys back with us.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you.
It's been about a year since you guys were in, and we discussed this the last time. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been about a year. Time flies.
Time does fly. So first, for maybe those that may not know or haven't heard, Mark, why don't you tell us, what is the Uinta Basin Railway Project going to be all about? What's it going to do?
Uinta Basin Railway is about an 80-mile-long railway that it connects to the Union Pacific and BNSF railways right near the top of Price River Canyon, where the Emma Park Road branches off of U.S. 6 at the top of Price River. And it runs through Emma Park and then through a few tunnels and emerges in Indian Canyon, goes down Indian Canyon almost to Duchesne, and then turns east and terminates south of Fort Ouray in the Uinta Basin. And the purpose of the railway is to enable people in the railway to ship oil out, or hay, or sand and gravel, or potash that's mined in the Uinta Basin, as well as receive into the basin materials that the basin consumes, like lumber and cement, pipe, other things that go into the basin.
So it's just really going to be another supply line in and out of the Uinta Basin.
That's correct. Okay. Right now, the Uinta Basin's only transportation method is trucks. Trucks are fairly costly to operate, especially when volumes start to go up, and railways offer a lot of transportation savings to people.
All right, so how is the project coming along right now?
I think it's going fairly well. We started this in 2018. We're in the middle of our permitting and our federal environmental impact statement process right now. We expect to have that done by this fall, and that's not quite as fast as we had hoped, but it's, I think, all things considered, it's very speedy.
Now, on the draft environmental impact study, did the public comment recently close, or is that still open?
It closed. It closed on, and what date was that? It was 2 weeks ago.
It closed on February 12th.
February 12th.
Okay.
And the federal government received about 650 comments from the public, and we were very pleased that people that live in the Uinta Basin and in Carbon and Emery counties were overwhelmingly in support of it. We counted up on the people who live in the Uinta Basin, and it was 6-1 on people who support the railway project.
So this will be just another outlet for that kind of, transportation, and that's going to be a good thing. I feel that that'll be a good thing.
We think it will be, too. I mean, the truck traffic is important. It's necessary to the economy of America. But it gets to the point where it overwhelms the highway, then it starts to become a problem for everyone.
So, Mark, can you tell us what happens next as far as the project and everything?
Well, we anticipate in getting through the final environmental impact statement and having a favorable decision from the federal government that will allow us to build the project by September, and having our construction permits wrap up at about the same time. And at that point there, then we start going into the final design stage, as well as the right-of-way acquisition stage, where we'll go talk to all of the landowners, the private landowners that we cross, and obtain right-of-way from them to, negotiate with them for a fair settlement for the right-of-way to be able to cross their properties. We've already begun a number of those negotiations, and those have gone very well.
And that was going to be one of my next questions is, what are some of the challenges as designing a railway that's going to be 80 miles long? And it would be, is that really one of your main challenges, is getting these right-of-ways taken care of?
The two major challenges on a project like this are always the environmental process and then financing it. And financing it has gone fairly well. We were all surprised by COVID. Nobody planned on that. And there was a lot of uncertainty about what the oil market was going to look like, or how long COVID was going to last, and what kind of impacts that would have on people driving. But oil demand has come back much stronger and faster than I had thought it would, frankly. I really did not expect to see oil prices in the U.S. on the West Texas Intermediate Index. It's about at $62 plus this morning. We didn't expect that till summer at the earliest. So oil demand's come back well, and people are enthusiastic, and they know that this is a really good oil from the Uinta Basin, and they'd like to use it in their refineries and offset oil that they're importing from Saudi Arabia and Russia.
Well, and that was one thing, too, that I was looking at. If Western Texas Intermediate crude prices continue to go up. There is a kind of an approximation and increased production that you could see up to 300 trucks a day over Indian Canyon. Is that pretty much an accurate number, or is that just kind of, you know, this is what could happen?
I think within 2 years that truck level will be there or even more.
Once again, you know what? That's a lot of trucks, especially in that little stretch of road through that canyon. How has the president's executive order to pause leasing on federal lands, how has that affected the projects?
Ironically, it's been a positive for the project because the federal land leasing, there's very little federal land that oil is produced on in the Uinta Basin. What comes out of the Uinta Basin is almost entirely on private and tribal and some Sitla land. So what it's done is it's taken oil, starting to take oil out of the market, out of states like New Mexico and Wyoming, and particularly offshore oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. It will start to hurt that very quickly and take that oil out of the market, which will make the oil in Utah more valuable. And I feel sorry for New Mexico and Wyoming and the Gulf of Mexico states, particularly Louisiana. It's going to be harmful for them.
Now, Mark and Pam, I know that you had some more information that you wanted to get out there to the folks. Can we have you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back with Mark Hemphill and Pam Giuliano and the Uinta Basin Railway Project.